Welcome to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9 FM. A couple of weeks ago, I talked broadly about character development. During that episode, I mentioned an exercise pretty briefly, one that I didn't really have a lot of time to dig into. So today, I wanted to revisit that, to slow down and give it more attention. And that was talking about interviewing your characters as a way to build more dimensional, more believable character profile. If you're having a hard time getting to know your characters, if they feel flat, predictable, or just not quite real, this might be exactly what you need to light that fire, get that spark, and push that story for your character forward. So what do? Sit down at the keyboard or sit down with a pen and paper and have a conversation with your hero. It's a surprisingly effective way to unlock who they are. So how do that? First of all, pretend that you are the character. You can write something down like, "Hi, I am X character's name," and just let them start talking. Once you slip into that personality, it's often easier than you'd expect to stay in character, as long as the interviewer keeps asking questions. Of course, you're the interviewer in this scenario. So how do you know how to write and ask the right questions? You'll still want to cover the basics like name, age, occupation, but don't stop there. Get creative. Jot down things that you're curious about. Brainstorm. And don't stress about logical ordering to questions. When you jump from topic to topic, you often trick your character, i.e. your mind, into revealing more interesting things. So today I'll walk you through a few methods and question sets to try. After each section, I'll give you a little bit of time to write along with me. If you're listening on the podcast, just pause and put on your favorite music. And let's grab a notebook or open a document and let's begin. So first impressions, everyday life. We'll start on the surface with first impressions and everyday behavior. And this is something, again, we talked about before, but imagining your character on a completely normal day. This is not during a plot point, but just existing. So obviously, things you should know. What's their name? How old are they? What's the most noticeable thing about them? So if this character walked into a room that you were in, what's the first thing that would jump out about them? And that can be how they move, how they speak, how they carry themselves. In that room, how do they treat the other people around them? And what impression do you think that they meet on the first people that they meet? Do you think that impression is valid, or would it change over time? If they had a totally free day with no responsibilities, what would they do to unwind or for fun? And where do you think they feel most comfortable? Is it at home or is it another place? So again, this isn't about building drama. It's just getting into their psyche a little bit, looking at how others perceive them and a little bit of what they're thinking about the world around them. So let's take a few minutes now and answer these questions in the character's own voice. Now let's go deeper into your character's identity. This is about who your character thinks they are and how that compares or contrasts to who they're expected to be and how others perceive them. So things to consider here, who do they believe they are at their core? Do they think they turned out the way their parent, friend, guardian expected them to? Do they think they turned out the way they expected to? What's the most important event that's happened to them so far? And how did it change them? Where do you think they fit in their community or society? What do they want others to understand about them? What are they afraid others might discover? This is where motivation begins to take shape. So we're going to do another writing exercise based on that now, taking a few minutes. Focus on one moment from your character's past that you think still affects them today. Now we're going to look at wants, regrets, and inner conflict. If you were listening to an interview, this would often be the turning point. This is where you want to consider those maybe spicier questions. Strong characters want things, and they don't always want things that they should want. You can start by asking them, what are they most proud of? Then, what are they most ashamed of? What do they like best about themselves? What do they like the least? Is there something they've always wanted to do but haven't? What do you think would happen if they did it? What's the worst thing they've ever done to someone and why? What are they most afraid of? And what do they want? Pause here and ask again. Okay, what do you want? What do you really want? That answer often reveals the belief that is holding them back. We'll take a little bit more time here because it's a bit of a deeper dive. And just let the answers be messy, uncomfortable, or unexpected. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Word Labs Out Loud. And this week we are doing a character interview to get to know your characters a little deeper. We've just asked some maybe uncomfortable questions of your character. So now we're going to look at more desires, things that they want to change. Stories force characters to make choices, and those choices help reveal who they are. So here's some things to think about. How do they feel about their life right now? What's one thing they'd change? Where are they emotionally at the start of this story? So that could be, how are you feeling right now? Or how are you feeling when this all began or before this all began? What decisions pulled them into the plot you've placed them in? What moments challenge their beliefs? What's their lowest point? And by the end, are they better, worse, or simply different? This is your character coming into focus. So for the next few minutes, try writing a before and after version of your character, looking at, you know, if you've got a frame for your story, or even if you just have a general sense of where it's starting and where it's going, who were they and who are they now? We're getting to our last section of questions here. Obviously, this is just scratching the surface. If you look up how to interview your character or character interview questions, there are some excellent resources out there and different strategies on how to do it. Everything from, you know, your classic 20 questions to more free flow interview styles. So do what works for you. And one thing I will say from interviewing people in real life, in my experience, is don't just stick to the questions you have written down. If your character says something surprising or interesting to you, follow that path, follow up with it, lean into that momentum and see where it takes you. Because it might surprise you and it might really work to add some dimensionality to your character that you weren't expecting. For this last section, we are zooming out, you could say, which means you're asking questions about the character, but not to the character themselves. If you're feeling confident, you can ask these questions of yourself. But if you want to stay in creative mode, ask them of another character or of a couple of extra characters, because you might get different answers. First of all, what role does this character play in the story? This could be from their own point of view or from the point of view of other characters. Are they the focus or do they support someone else? How do they change the plot in ways that no other character could? What would they want people to remember about them? And if their life could be summed up in one sentence, what would it be? When you can answer those, you've got a character who belongs in your story. So to wrap up, if you wrote anything today, even half-formed thoughts, you did it right. Characters don't arrive fully formed. You discover them by asking better questions and listening closely to the answers. Thanks for writing along with me, and I'll see you next week.